Hello, it's Wednesday, March the 23rd, and we're in Revelation 17, and I'm going to pick it up today in verses 7 through 14. We've seen the picture of the great harlot, the prostitute, but she's sitting on a beast that has 7 heads and 10 horns, and it gets a little complicated. The beast, I think, is the henchman of Satan. And we read that he, in verse 7, the angel said to me, "Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns that carries her. The beast that you saw was, is not, and is about to rise from the bottomless pit." In chapter 13, and the was and is not is a contrast, a dire contrast to the way that Jesus is described in the very opening chapter, that he was and is to come. And this is diametrically opposite. He was, but he is not. And behind this lies a myth that was prevalent at the late first century, that Nero, who had died, would return. And in a sense, he has returned. He has returned in the shape of Emperor Domitian, because Domitian is Nero Mark II, but he will ultimately go to perdition. In verse 9, we have 7 heads, which are likened to 7 mountains. Rome was built on 7 hills, on which the woman sits. It is a city. It is Babylon. It is Rome. She is a harlot. In verse 10, they're also called, the 7 heads are also called 7 kings, and they're probably 7 emperors from Nero up to Domitian. If you count the number of emperors from Nero to the last one before Domitian, there are in fact 10 of them, but 3 of them actually only ruled for a matter of weeks. So John is just picking out the 7 most dominant of those emperors. And then in verse 11, it gets a little complicated. "As for the beast that was and is not, it is an 8th, but it belongs to the 7, and it goes to destruction." Oh my, that is really tough. The beast that was and is not is identified here as an eighth of the 7. From Nero up until the penultimate before Domitian was 7, and then comes Domitian, who is the 8th. And I think that's what he's trying to say. He's writing in code. He can't speak openly against Domitian. His life would be in danger. But he's speaking in code language to his first readers that the 8th has come, or is coming, but he is going to go to perdition. And that was the word of comfort. Well, that's it for today. We'll finish off Revelation 17 tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.